Actually, she sings names and there are lyrics. The song starts out with the mention of Krishna. Why do I begin this talk on the completion of romantic individuality with an ecstatic hymn to Krishna? Well, who was Krishna? Well, Krishna was, according to Hindu myth, the 9th incarnation of Vishnu. The 10th incarnation being the Kali Kalki avatar, or the Tulpa of the Aeon Sophia herself. And that is current. At the end of Kali Yuga comes the intervention that Sophia dreamed for the Anthropos when it got into deep shit that it couldn't handle with the Archons and their accessories and proxies. This intervention is current. It is happening as I speak. I have seen the face of Sophia's Tulpa. It is a blend between the face of a white race, pure Aryan Norwegian woman with a kind of squarish lantern jaw and narrow, intense eyes, and the face of a Mongolian girl. It is an Aryan-Mongolian blend. So if you would take the features of a pure white race, Nordic, Aryan, Norwegian woman today, and I can show you a picture, by the way. She's a Norwegian martial artist. If I can find it, I'll include it. And take that and picture that that face has a lantern-type jaw structure, which is typical of the heroic morphology. You see it on a woman. It's a noble strength in the face of a woman. So there's a square line and a strong jaw. And then you morph that and soften that and impose over it the slant-eyed face of a Mongolian girl that you would see riding a horse, a wild, dangerous Mongolian girl who shoots the bow and arrow from a racing horse. And that's it. You have the face of the Tulpa, Rigdon Labro.